This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Texas Latinos have experienced massive population growth in the last decade. Yet, those communities are poised to be significantly undercounted in this year's census. That means Latinos could face a decade of diminished political power and underfunding for essential government services. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports this comes at a time when Latinos are being disproportionately affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Texas's overall population growth has been staggering in the past decade, and a lot of that growth has been among Latinos. Lila Valencia, a senior demographer at the Texas Demographic Center at UT San Antonio, says Latinos made up half of the state's growth between 2010 and 2019.
They are adding the largest numbers of people to the Texas population of any of the race ethnicity groups.
And this is why Latino civic groups across the country had been preparing for the census. The national headcount that happens every 10 years. It determines how much federal funding states and communities get, as well as how much political representation they get. Genesis Sanchez is the Texas Regional Census Campaign Manager for NALEO, a Latino civic and political engagement organization. She says the stakes for Latinos were really high.
Because if we don't get counted as, you know, the second largest demographic group in the United States and in Texas, then we won't have our political power. It continues to get manipulated, whether it's through redistricting or then the allocation of resources.
And even in a normal census year, racial minority groups and immigrant communities are traditionally less likely to respond to the census, either online, over the phone, or by mail. Alice E. is with the Austin Asian Complaint Count Committee.
And we have a language barrier. We also have knowledge barrier. So many immigrant family does not know what the census is about.
And E says there's also a lot of mistrust among immigrant communities when it comes to the Trump administration, which fought and failed to add a citizenship question to the census.
We are worried. We are scared about this administration, what they can do. They don't trust the government when using the census data.
E says now there are even more worries following a recent memo from the White House directing state lawmakers across the country to exclude undocumented people when they draw up political boundaries next year. State Representative Eddie Rodriguez from Austin says this has all been a blatant effort to suppress the influence of Latinos as Texas is poised to gain more congressional seats next year.
And I think it's done for political reasons. I believe that the Trump administration, knows that through apportionment on the congressional side, that many states stand to gain more seats, and those seats may be Democratic. And I think this is an attempt to stem that.
Another blow, Rodriguez says, was the Trump administration's recent decision to stop the census a month earlier than previously planned. Instead of finishing in late October, workers now have to finish by the end of next month. Demographer Lila Valencia says that's a big worry for communities that haven't been responding to the census.
In the state of Texas, some of the areas that have the lowest response rates to the 2020 census are also areas of the state that have large shares of Hispanic populations.
Valencia says she's been looking at how different counties and communities within Texas have been responding to the census this year compared to 2010. That was the last census year and also happens to be an undercount. She says the five Texas counties with the largest number of Latinos haven't been able to meet or exceed their 2010 response rate.
And so that really means that the Census Bureau will have more work to do than they did in 2010, and they'll also have less time to do it in.
Valencia says there are also a lot of rural areas with large Hispanic populations that don't have regular postal service or bad internet service, as well as high rates of poverty. Valencia says there are about 51 counties in the state in the lowest percentile of response rates.
About 22 of those counties, or 43% of them, have more than 50% of their population identify as Hispanic.
And that's why census workers needed more time to knock on people's doors who haven't responded to the census yet, says Katie Martin Lightfoot with a public policy group called Every Texan.
Unfortunately, with one COVID-19
restricting in-person outreach events, and two, now with the Census Bureau lessening their timeline by a month, there is a great fear again that folks that have been historically undercounted are going to be undercounted again on this 2020 census.
Lightfoot says census workers are trying really hard to make this new deadline, but they haven't been able to start work in the places where undercounting happens the most.
They have started the door-to-door knocking in Texas, but they've only started in the major cities. And so when we think about places like the Valley or West Texas, where there are like these high concentrations of Latinos, there is a big fear there that, again, they're going to be missed.
Besides losing potential political representation, Genesis Sanchez with Naleo says Latino communities also face being underfunded for things like healthcare, food assistance, transportation, and education for the next 10 years. And in that time, the Latino community will probably be recovering from the devastating effects of the pandemic.
COVID hit Latinos particularly hard, especially here in Texas, and especially in places like El Paso, South Texas, and the RGV. And so you had this double whammy kind of situation.
According to state health officials, Hispanic Texans make up about 40% of the state's population, but 48% of the state's confirmed COVID-19 deaths. In Austin, Latinos are twice as likely to be hospitalized for COVID. And according to the Pew Research Center, unemployment among Latinos peaked at almost 19% earlier this year. Sanchez says she thinks this is a particularly painful time to set up Latinos for inadequate government services and a diminished political voice.
Our communities are really suffering and they're distracted. They're not thinking about how they're going to participate in the census, or, you know, they can't envision the long term when their short term is so difficult. And so it just feels unbelievably cruel to attack our communities over and over again in the middle of a pandemic.
Sanchez says Texas Latinos are resilient, though. She says no matter what happens, those communities will get through this. In the meantime, there are volunteers phone banking across the state, hoping to convince people in those undercounted areas to respond to the census before it's too late. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.